Yeah, I think it's time. Okay. Yeah, we're going to start the last presentation. Thank you for being here. I know that afternoons on Sundays on FOSDEM are really hard and challenging, so thank you for being here. And also thank you for FOSDEM and the dev room to allow us to speak here. It's a great experience. And thank you for all the volunteers and video guys and so on. So I'm going to talk about our case on the CD. It's a software that we are doing on Barcelona. First, I'm going to talk, well, who am I? I'm one of the founders and lead developers of the CD. I've been working with open source mainly since 2011. As I'm a hacker, I don't have like a good picture of me, but I have a screenshot of my GitHub profile. It's basically the same. So we're going to start with what is the CDIM. The CDIM is a digital platform for citizen participation. I don't know if people from here know what it is. How many people know what is the CDIM? Are they thinking, okay, great. So where is it used? This is the name dropping slide. It's been used well in Barcelona, New York City, European Commission, Helsinki, on France. The deputy and the Senate also use it, well, lots of places. Okay, about the governance, of course, as it's a platform for governance of organizations, we use the CDIM itself for our governance. This is an example of a participatory space, an assembly, and this is the assembly for the CDIM association. No? So a bit of summary of what our history was. We started on 2016. It was launched by the city of Barcelona in Catalonia, Spain. And then we realized that we need to take care of the governance of the code, because as all the governments change, no, we didn't want to be closed, the project to be closed once the government changed. No? So we made a participatory process with the community of users of the CDIM, implementers, companies that work with it. And then on 2011, we created the CDIM Free Software Association. Afterwards, we signed an agreement with the city of Barcelona and other actors that allow us to actually work with the code base and to steer the project. And finally, on 2023, we also signed a renewal of this agreement. Since the beginning, as I mentioned, first we were financed a lot through Barcelona. We are still being financed a lot through Barcelona. But we realized that, of course, we need other actors here if we want to be a big project. So a few months after we launched the first version, Local Red, a consortium of Catalan municipalities, reached to us to say, okay, yeah, we need to rethink and relaunch the project so other municipalities can actually reuse it. And they also provide a full worker, Carol, since 2016, and she's still working with us. And also the Catalonia and the Barcelona city government gave us money to keep financing, no, the maintenance and the documentation and all this really necessary stuff that aren't sexy but are actually what made a project to be sustainable. No? So this is an example of this is an example of the agreement that we had with our MetaDCDIM instance, of course, and this is a highlight from our blog, no, that we think that this is like a unique example, no, of this community governance of free software as a public policy, no, and of course, no, this will allow us to have a more sustainable project on the long term. Okay, so about the roadmap, how the roadmap is defined. Of course, we use the CDIM. You may realize that there is a pattern here. So we have a process called the roadmap process that where people can propose new features and actually like public institutions, implementers, so on, make proposals and say, okay, yeah, I would need this feature and I think that this feature could be beneficial for the whole community, no? So basically how this process works, well, really bureaucracy, no? Because like governance is also bureaucracy, but we try to be transparent, no? What this means, no? So people can create new proposals, then the product team, we validate and accept this proposal and say, yeah, we are not going to accept this. And then this go to the planning phase where an implementer can create, well, first we create an issue on GitHub, no? And finally, this is a pull request and it's going to be available on the next released version, no? And about the software reusability, one important aspect of the CDM is that it's a framework, so it's actually a modules, different modules. And also the administrators have lots of possibilities on the things that they can change in the admin. We try to be not too opinionated because we have seen that people want to do different kind of mechanisms of proposals. Like for instance, I don't know how many votes of proposals, how many votes participants can give to proposals and things like that, you know. So this is an example of a module that is pretty popular. It's called the Term Customizer and it's made by some company from Finland and it was being financed by different Finnish municipalities. It allow admins to actually change the terminology used on the platform. And this is an example of the platform. This is the CDM Barcelona, one of the first, well, the first instance actually, and it's now it's being used for the participatory budgeting of this mandate. This is the installation of New York City that also they are doing participatory budgeting currently. And this is the Brazilian federal government instance. It's the biggest instance of the CDM. They had, I don't know, maybe 1.5 or 2 million registered participants. So the challenges that we have are actually like, well, there are lots, no? But the three main ones is to actually how do we get financing from institutions outside of Catalonia, no? Because the Barcelona government, the Catalonia government, local red and so on, they are all from Catalonia, but once we try to reach governments that are actually using the CDM, it's difficult because we are a Catalan association and we need to research different formulas and things, strategies on how to actually achieve this. Other challenge that we have is the growth of the association's technical team and through the grants, no? Because like, okay, you have a grant for doing something on this 3 months, but then after these 3 months, yeah, you need to keep looking for grants, and that's like an effort. And finally, well, a technical challenge that we have is how can we improve now all the history of the updates of the downstream installations. Saying that, 2 months ago, we actually signed an agreement with the Brazilian government saying, okay, yeah, we want to collaborate more, no? It's a memorandum of understanding, a really sexy name. But the Brazilian government is actually recognizing, no, the CDM as a digital public good, and it's actually the first government outside of Catalonia that it's, actually signing an agreement with us, no? And okay, this involves, no, public institutions from all over the world, no, and improving the CDM. And that's it. 24 slides in 10 minutes. Oh, we even have time for questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Have an agreement that you have to renew every now and then. So how is this human really putting this independence at risk?
Okay, so the question is about, yeah, we talk about creating the association for having independence and then actually signing this agreement, no? I think that the agreement, what it does, it's actually clarifying what is the role of the association in all this relation, no? And it's like putting things in the clear, no? Because the alternative, what could be? You know, like, yeah, this is a project from the city of Barcelona and it stays as a project of the city of Barcelona until someone on the city of Barcelona say, yeah, we don't want this anymore. No?
But you're not afraid that, I don't know, in so many years, maybe in the government they say, oh, we don't care about this project, and then they don't sign an agreement.
Yeah, what happened if they actually decided to like close the thing, no, and the agreement and so on? I think, okay, first of all, like the CDIM, it's an open source project, you know, so it doesn't, like, we could always create another thing with another name, you know, like the only thing that it's like blocking us is like the trademark, you know, but this is something that we could do, but we obviously don't want to do that because we want to work together, no? So I think this is like, could be like the plan B, hopefully it doesn't happen, no? But it's something that we can always do, no? Any project can do it. Okay, time's up. Thank you.
And thanks everyone for joining the Dev Room here, and have safe travels home.